Have you been watching the first week of NFL preseason games?
No. You haven't?
Do you need a quick recap? ASMR style. I got you. Let's go. Starting with the Big Apple, the Giants, rookie quarterback Jackson Dart looked very sharp in his debut. Definitely one to watch this year. In Atlanta, the rookie phenom Travis Hunter played not one, but two sides of the field, offensive and defensive. He was playing wide receiver as well as cornerback, and he was killing it. Definitely one of the most versatile players heading into this season. And down there in Denver, the kicker, Will Riker, kicked a 70, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 70 yard field goal, and he made it. Definitely one of my highlights of the week. Alrighty, now let's go on to some news. A bit of controversy with my boys. First year head coach Brian opted not to play Dak Prescott in either of the preseason games. Is he just saving him for the real season, or are there concerns about performance? Me, I've been in the game long enough to know it's probably about performance, but we're gonna spin it to make it seem like we're saving him for the real season. Already back to the Giants, rookie running back Dante Miller. 7 catches for 80 yards. Yup. If there's one thing I love, it's a powerful running back. I'll be watching you, Dante. Going back to quarterbacks and perhaps injured quarterbacks, Baker Mayfield played for the Buccaneers, quickly re-triggered a hand injury, and was benched. Do we think it's going to be serious or they're playing it safe? All I know, I'm not a huge Baker fan. He's solid. He's pretty solid. But if there's a possibility he injured that hand, I would absolutely pull him for the rest of preseason. I don't know. But I don't like the Bucks either. So maybe play him. Now headed down to Florida. Let's check in on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Unfortunately, reporters had leaked to the press that they had one of their worst offensive practices in franchise history. We're talking drops, penalties, sacks, complete disaster. Jacksonville seems like it's been struggling with its identity for a long time. I'm not a hater. I wish them the best, but it seems like it's going to be another rough year. Left guard Landon Dickerson for the Eagles. Y'all suck. Narrowly avoided a very scary injury. You just can't keep the Eagles down, it seems like. And in Cincinnati, Joe Burrow has been taking quite a few hard shots. They need to do something about that O-line. Otherwise, to quote Mr. Shannon Sharp, he's going to get killed this season. And I agree. Alrighty, guys. Week 1 gave us quite a few interesting talking.